Welcome to Kicking It with KPOC, a podcast about business stories and marketing advice. I'm Jake.
And I'm Mirella.
And this is episode 23, How Traditional and Digital Advertising Can Work Together. To help us with our discussion today, we're joined by Ashley Sika from Green Bench Monthly. Green Bench Monthly is a local full-color magazine here in St. Pete. It has a circulation of 16,000 homes and businesses, and it features stories about local residents, businesses, the city, and more. Where should we go from there, Mirella?
Well, I guess here at KPOC Marketing, we help people with digital marketing, and we always come across different groups of businesses, I guess. There's a group of businesses that believes that digital marketing is not important. Then there's also a group of people who believe that traditional marketing is dead and like print ads and all of that stuff are dead. And then we always tell people, actually, they're both kind of very alive and very important. And we always suggest that people do a mix. Mm-hmm. And so do you come across people who are like that too?
Absolutely. I think there was this whole trend, late 90s, early 2000s, computers kind of took the world by storm. And everybody was looking at that going, why would we ever need paper again? Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. And to a certain degree, yes, digital is fantastic. And it definitely has its purpose and it can complement print in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But last year, Nielsen released a report saying that more than two-thirds of the population still reads some form of print publication. So print isn't dying. It's not what everybody anticipated. So we definitely have a lot of people who still turn to print. And I think it's a nice relief from digital. Sometimes staring at the screen all day, it's nice to pick up something that's not moving, something that you can, hold on to and you can share. There is something nice and something to be said for that static. Publication.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm a huge book person. And everyone's like, oh, you're so crazy. You're not like reading the stuff on your Kindle or what. I'm like, I don't know. I can't.
Yeah, to each their own. And sometimes there is a place for a Kindle. I mean, I read on my tablet too. Airplanes, that's nice. There's a nice mix. They complement each other.
Yeah. I'm definitely more of a person. Yeah, obviously, I don't live under a rock. Like, I go online and I do have my digital moments. But when I need to unwind, I definitely like to feel something and flip the pages and look at the pictures. And which brings me to the next point of, let's talk about a little bit about Green Bench Monthly and what is it, and think like anything you can share about the magazine.
Sure.
With us.
We're a community magazine. Mm-hmm. We publish hyper-local content. So we focus on the Northeast St. Pete area. We direct mail to over 15,500 homes in zip codes 33701, 04, and 13. So that's the bulk of our readership. We also offer subscriptions and we drop off extra copies at local businesses. So there's also an opportunity to get it if you live outside the area.
Okay. So who reads magazines and who reads your magazine? What is that quintessential person?
For us, it's really about values. It's about people who value the community, are interested in local business. I think everybody reads the magazine for different reasons. So mm-hmm. for us, it's really about St. Pete. It's about people who love where they live. They want to get to know their neighbors. Mm-hmm. We have a column called People of St. Pete. Everybody loves it. It's a chance to get to know kind of behind the scenes. We feature everybody from, trolley drivers to drivers. Directors of history museums. So it's really kind of a up close and personal picture of the people that are living and working in St. Pete. And I think our readers really enjoy that and value it.
Yeah, I definitely get that feel from your magazine. And you actually brought in a copy, which I guess mm-hmm. comes out today.
It does.
Which is kind of a big deal. And before I even actually knew you, this was one of my favorite magazines. And I don't know how I came across it. I think it was that my previous job when we were in the BB&T building, I somehow ended up in our mailbox. And I thought, well, this is kind of cute. Aww. It feels very local and very
absolutely, yeah,
not like super uppity and like very like
we
down
are
to
very
earth.
Local. Yes, grounded local content is what we feature. So it's what's near and dear to our hearts.
Well, this is it's definitely one of my favorites. And so, who is the quintessential business or person who would advertise in your magazine?
Primarily local business. If you flip through the pages, you'll see it's everybody from local services. We have a cleaning service and air conditioning services mm-hmm. to, spas, facials. We have coffee shops, really just local businesses. We do open up space for other advertisers. We don't limit it, but typically what we attract is local businesses, people who are targeting the Northeast St. Pete area.
Okay. Yeah. So as a local magazine, do you also consider yourself a small business?
And absolutely.
And what are your challenges as a small business? How do you keep this thing going? And what are the ups and downs and the good and the bad? And
I think sometimes it's just kind of keeping up with the response. We started working for a group of community magazines mm-hmm. out of college, my husband and I did. So we've been in publishing for a while now. When we moved out to St. Pete, we saw a need for a community magazine like this. There just wasn't anything in the area that was really putting out the type of content that we would like to see. Mm-hmm. So for us, we were just hoping to, have a few readers and have enough to, get some local businesses to advertise, to support and, mm-hmm. Keep us going. Since we started publishing, the response has been overwhelming. This definitely was something that St. Pete needed, and we're so grateful that the residents and businesses are open and receive the publication each month. So for us, I think it's just kind of figuring out what content to run when, timing-wise. Mm-hmm. We're a monthly publication, so it's important that, we're keeping things relevant and fresh and you feel like you're getting something new each month that you haven't seen before. It definitely keeps us on our toes. So,
and I think you guys do a really good job with keeping it fresh and relevant. Every time I get an issue, I learn something new.
That's awesome.
And then I always like steal it and then I use it in conversations with my friends.
Please do.
And my friends always think that I'm like this connected person who's in the know.
That's perfect.
But I really just read your magazine.
That's awesome.
Which kind of reminds me, not long ago, I went to a marketing conference in Boston and there was this keynote speaker who talked about stories and how stories are people's currency for having mm-hmm. conversations. And I feel like your magazine is kind of like that. And
thank you.
Even when you guys did a story about us as a marketing agency back in the day, a few months ago, maybe it has been like a year or so.
I think it was almost a year. Yeah.
Almost a year. Oh,
you guys
my
are
God.
Due for another
what is going on? The response that we got was amazing. Like people were calling us and just saying, I read the story. I think that you guys are a great match for us. And I'm like, oh, my God, like us? Like, how did you hear about us? And it was your magazine.
Yeah, those stories are great. It really gives people an opportunity mm-hmm. to get to know you on a level that they wouldn't otherwise from, maybe just seeing an ad on Facebook or, hearing a bit on the radio. Mm-hmm. We run, full feature stories about the businesses that advertise with us. So it's a great opportunity for our readers to, get to know more about your business, why you do what you do, meet your team. We have photographers that go out and take photos. So it's really kind of a documentary style process. Mm-hmm. And, I think there's a lot to be said for that. People like to establish that connection before they make that first call or inquire,
Yeah.
It kind of does a lot of the sales work for you.
Yeah, it was amazing. I definitely was shocked. I thought like, well, no one's going to care to read about us. Like, who are we? No one.
It was really interesting. The people who contacted us, we had an inventor, some other small business owners. They were saying they read the magazine all the time.
Yeah,
and they just found us in there and called us. And it was crazy.
We have St. Pete has so many interesting interesting people. I really love talking to our readers and getting that kind of feedback. So yeah. We have a lot of talented people that live out here. So it's fun.
It's definitely crazy, and in a good way, not,
yes.
not a bad way. But yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite magazines here locally.
Thank you.
So
thanks.
I think you do a great job.
Aww, we love you guys.
So maybe we should talk a little bit about your website too. You guys have a pretty nice website. Is it the same content that's in the magazine that's on the website, or what do you guys use the website for?
Some of it is. So it's definitely important that our advertisers are able to share stories, and not just our advertisers. We run other content too. So we feature a lot of nonprofits, a lot of community stories. We just ran a story about Pinellas County Composting Alliance. And so it's important to us that people can share that content online too. Mm-hmm. We only have so many copies that we print each month, and we definitely don't want to limit it to just that circulation. So the website serves a couple of purposes. That would be one of them. It's also a place for people to come out and find more information about advertising, circulation, demographics. And then we have another side to it, which you guys are working with us on, our business resources page, mm-hmm. Which is a place for businesses to come and find specials and promotions that are put out by businesses that advertise with us. So we found a need for that after hearing so much feedback about business owners reading the other business mm-hmm. features and really looking for services that cater to their business. So we figured we would start another section on the website that was dedicated solely to that.
Mm. Yeah, I guess everyone needs a community. So I think mm-hmm. people forget that businesses are people too.
Yeah.
And recently.
They're your neighbors.
I know. It's so crazy because you think like, oh, it's a business. It's like this faceless thing and like
this
whatever.
Big corporate giant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. And recently I was at Creative Mornings and they had some, and I don't remember this guy's name, so hopefully people don't think
that's
I'm
okay.
an a-hole. But he was talking about how business owners are often very lonely, and aww. Because it's just you, and you feel like, oh my God, I'm sitting in this box, and I don't know, like I don't have anyone to talk to.
Yeah,
and that's probably why they've come to you and said, you know, we want to like hear more.
Yeah, I think so. That connection is really important, and I think there's something to be said for getting to know people or knowing what's offered in your neighborhood or your community. You know, St. Pete is very close knit, so rather than just going online and doing some, you know, random search, pulling up anything, you know, you have this one source that you kind of trust that you can turn to. So yes, community is definitely very important, and feeling supported in that way is a vital part to business too.
Yeah.
And to touch on what you're saying, the corporations are people in St. Pete. They really are very small. It's very local. There's a lot of one person, two people, small businesses. So it really is just a person a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. It can get a little bit lonely.
Yes. Especially long days, press time.
Oh my gosh. Like, I want to sell everything and run away. I don't have those moments anymore, but in the beginning I did.
Yeah, it can be tough. It's really tough to, you know, get your name out there and get the ball rolling.
Yeah. And it seems so much easier just to sell everything and become like an Instagram, like whatever person.
I know. It does look like a good life, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, why am I not in Dubai? Like,
St. Pete is beautiful, though. That's constantly true. Remind myself that people vacation here, and that this is, it looks like a postcard sometimes. I have to pinch myself that this is home. So it's beautiful.
I think we sometimes take it for granted. At least I do, because I've lived here for so long, and it's just St. Pete. Like, I know St. Pete when it was just little old St. Pete and, like, nothing was happening.
Not that anymore.
I know. And then I forget. I walk outside. I was like, oh, St. Pete is kind of like.
That's a big deal now.
I know. So But yeah, it can get lonely as a business person. So I think it's nice that you've launched something where businesses can share with each other. And that's something that we try to do with our blog posts and our website. We try to offer as much information that people can use. Maybe someone cannot afford to hire a marketing agency, but maybe they will find one of our blog posts and it will help them.
Absolutely. And you guys do such a great job. I know I've learned so much just from the posts coming through about digital marketing and just tips even outside of that. It's really a wealth of knowledge and resources. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jake. It's working. but you know, sometimes blogging can be like, oh my God, like,
yeah.
I mean, and you know about deadlines and all that. So like, oh my God, I gotta.
My life.
I know. Sometimes I'm just like not feeling it. Like I'd rather go to like Kawa and drink coffee than like write
and
this
blog. And you should
do
that. You gotta step away sometimes and just. Check out. So we do that. Sometimes you'll find us during press time out walking at Vinoy or, you know,
really?
We'll take the dogs to the park. Yeah, you just got to step away and tune out for a little bit. Otherwise, I think you get kind of caught in this, hamster wheel of trying to, you know, just churn it out to put it out. And for us, it's really important that you keep the quality up and that, you know, and sometimes the answers come to you too. You'll step away and it's like, oh, that's what I was looking for.
Right.
So it's nice to take time for that space.
You're right. So I'll be running away to Kawa
time.
Like every time I have a blog post, I'm like, peace out, guys.
I gotta go. I'm clearing my mind.
I know.
I'm just always up till midnight every Sunday because I have a blog post that's due at 8 a.m. on Monday. And
oh, my God. This is something that I have tried to get Jake to change this thing. I just want him to move the blog post to another day outside of Monday.
It's not about the day. If it was Tuesday, I'd be up until midnight on Monday doing it. So it's just, I don't know.
Jake comes in on Monday morning and like the blog post is due at 10 o'clock and it's 9 and he's all angry and like, I'm like, just move it to another day. Like, it's bad enough that it's Monday. Like, now it's like your blog post Monday. It's just
like, way to start the week, Jake.
Yeah.
I know. It's like Monday from hell. Just like move it.
I'll consider it.
Maybe one day we'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
It's almost like, why are you punishing yourself? But I do understand that if it's moved to another day.
Yeah, it's deadlines too. It's just, you know, you got to get it done. So
yeah.
For us, we're on the same. You got to keep it on schedule. So, you know, we do take breaks and go to the park. But that said, we'll stay up late. Because stuff's got to get done. So I think it's finding that balance somewhere in between. That's
the tough part. So how do you guys deal with, you know, good enough and on time and perfect and late? Like, how do you, like, do you have those struggles too?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I don't know. At some point, you just got to say that this is okay and you got to walk away.
Yeah.
So there's stuff that I find every issue after we go to press that I would have done differently, that, you know, it wasn't lined up. It wasn't, you know, there's something about layout. But I guess that kind of stuff, you just kind of, save in the back of your mind for next issue and you just keep doing it better. So, mistakes are bound to happen. You just have to commit to doing it better next time.
Yeah. So, just like, turn it in. We struggle with that too. Oh my gosh. And Jake is always like the voice of reason. Like, okay, guys, like there's a deadline.
This is getting a little bit much.
Yeah. And we're all like, but we have other options. Like, no, put them away.
I'm a strong proponent of good and on time.
Yes.
Yes.
Jake,
that's healthy.
Is,
that's good.
I don't know. I always think there's more. Like, I could
do
this.
But I think it's that balance. So Tony and I are kind of the same way, where Tony is probably the more good and on time, and I'm more the, you know, let's tear it apart and do it again until it's perfect. And there's nothing saying that tearing it apart and doing it again is even perfect or going to make it that much better.
It's like just
sometimes,
different.
Yeah, sometimes it's just different. And so, but I think having that personality combo is really what drives creativity and balance. You know, it keeps you pushing forward, but then there's always that one person who's going, okay, we it can be done now.
Yeah, like, I know.
So that's kind of a really healthy balance to have.
That's
so
true.
It works for us.
That's so true. Yeah, I guess you have a point, Jake.
But I think the balance is what you need, though. I think that makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah. Because you can't have too much of just the, I always being on time. You know, they're also takes another person saying, hey, could we do this differently?
True.
You know? So yeah. I think it's that driving force and then also the throttle. You
That's
know?
True.
So
good point.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way. Maybe I did, but maybe not recently. So I guess we should talk about something more serious, and which is, how do you market yourself and how do you keep your readers interested and coming back for more, and how do you get more readers and things like
We're
that.
We're really lucky in the sense that we direct mail every single month to 15,500 homes.
So, okay.
That's our biggest marketing tool, is that we're in your mailbox every month. So, even if you're not an avid reader, you have to make a decision whether you're going to pick it up or, hopefully recycle it, or pass it to a neighbor. We have a lot of people who actually will call us for extra copies because they, want to share it to with a neighbor, or they ended up giving it away to, I had a lady call the other day. She shares it with her sister in Clearwater because her sister is really interested in what's going on in St. Pete, and they don't have anything like this in Clearwater. I had another lady call me saying that she had received a copy and the center spread was torn out. People will, take the magazine, take what they need from it, and then pass it along and share it. So we really have been lucky in terms of marketing. Our biggest marketing is actually our readers, sharing it with friends, with family, with business owners. So, I feel like we kind of, hit the jackpot on that. In terms of how we get people to continue reading it, I think it's just up to us to continue putting out content that people are interested in and that reflects the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really our biggest goal, is that, we want people to look at this magazine and say, hey, this is a great reflection of St. Pete. It's inclusive. It features local business. And, I can take away a little piece of history from it. And, if people can say that, I consider my job well done. So,
yeah, I would agree with that. And also, I guess it makes it easier to sell ads in your magazine. I'm assuming that businesses just call you.
Our readers are our biggest salespeople.
That's the best kind of sales.
Oh, yes. But, yeah. Please. keep doing that. Yeah. We recently brought on a salesperson, Eileen. She's been working with us for a few months now, and she is fantastic. She used to do membership sales for the St. Pete Chamber. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And she has experience with her own publication. So she's been a great addition to our team. So, I think it takes a multifaceted approach. There's definitely a few ways that sales come in, and our readers are a big part of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big deal. So you have one more person on your team. You've added more people to your team. So
And
she probably knows people who know people who know
She definitely knows a lot more people than I do. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, she's very well connected in St. Pete. So
that's really, really awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Kind of a big
Thank
deal.
You. Yeah, we're excited. So team's growing.
That's good. That's always good. It definitely becomes more and more real as you get more people on your team.
Absolutely.
And more amazing, at least for me. I like to have a lot of people around me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like working by myself. It's just lonely.
I like finding a balance of the two. For me, I do. When we're working on writing or something like that, the last thing I want is a bunch of people around me. So I usually have my headphones on, my laptop open, and I'm either sitting in my loft or out at a park, or that I kind of want to tune out. So, but for me, I'm involved in a lot of neighborhood organizations, and I'm taking the Kona leadership course this year, and Council of Neighborhood Associations. So that's kind of the social aspect. But in terms of actually like laying out the magazine and writing,
that we kind of
have to have your focus. Yeah, so. That makes sense. If you have too many people, it's too loud.
Absolutely. But no, when we first started the magazine, we were anticipating, having just a few writers and one editor and, really keeping our team small. Mm-hmm. And it's been the opposite of that. We actually collaborate with a lot more people than we originally anticipated. So it's fun. I really enjoy cross promoting and all the different people we've had the opportunity to meet. It's really special. So.
Yeah, it's impressive. I think it's awesome and also impressive to do all this. And
thanks.
You know, I used to think like, oh my God, some huge like fancy organization is behind this. But I did. I'm like,
sorry.
It's good. It's really good. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's pretty legit and like polished and not a hot mess. And like, it's like a publication I like.
Thanks.
So it's very impressive. Yeah,
thank you.
Is there anything else we want to discuss, Jake?
I think we covered most of it. Is there anything else we should have asked you about that we haven't, or anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I just, other than the fact that this magazine really wouldn't work without a community like St. Pete. We really feel lucky to live here and publish here, and we're grateful for our neighbors and all the local businesses and organizations we have. It's really that is the biggest driver of our content and biggest reflection of our community. So,
and if there's anyone out there that maybe isn't getting the magazine right now and they're interested, or they're interested in advertising, you know, how should they get in contact with you? Or
they can visit our website, greenbenchmonthly.com. There's a button to click get my copy. We have couple of ways you can sign up for digital subscriptions. We offer mailed subscriptions, and then you can also pick up a copy from local businesses. So,
sounds good. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you, Ashley.
Thanks, yes. You guys. Thanks for having me.
And with that, it's been a great 23rd episode. We'd like to again thank Ashley Sika for joining us today. And feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or comments about anything we talked about today, or marketing in general. You can visit us on our website, kickinitwithkpok.com, or on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as KPOK Marketing. This has been Kicking It with KPOK, brought to you by KPOK Marketing. Thanks for listening. We'll have something just as great for you next time.